free. Brought to you by the DFW Real Estate Investment Association.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit,
imagine having your you're showing off your school spirit and you get in big trouble with the feds, with federal safety officials. That's what's happened to Diana Durkin, who is a student at Texas Tech, and she's on the line with us right now. Diana, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Tell us your story.
Okay, so I was in Houston visiting my hometown for winter break, and I was coming back up to Lubbock because I work. And so I'm in the airport after visiting some friends, and I see somebody wearing a Texas Tech hoodie, and I get super excited. And so I throw my guns up, which is a very common thing to do if you are from Texas Tech, a very common thing to even happen in Lubbock, just to try to get their attention just because I was bored in the security line. And I didn't think anything of it. It was just one of those things that I did out of habit. And so I feel like a tap on my shoulder. I turn around, and it's a TSA agent. Right. And I'm like, hi, like, you know, can I help you? And they're like, yes, can we, like, pull you aside and talk to you? And I'm like, oh, like, what's going on? And so they pull me aside, and they continue to tell me that you can't.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to make sure that people understand what we're talking about here. When you say throwing up the guns, you're talking about it's like a hand sign, sort of like hook 'em horns or any other similar type college thing, only for Texas Tech. It's like holding both hands out like pistols, right?
Is that right. It's like almost like a sideways L with like your thumb and your pointer finger, and so. Okay.
And TSA agents thought you meant something else by that, obviously.
They thought I was, like, in some way, like, signaling, like, a gun in a way that wasn't related to Texas Tech. And so they pull me aside, and they start telling me that I can't do stuff like that in the airport. They look at my ID, and they, like, pat me down, and they search my bags. And I'm sitting there. I'm 19. I'm, like, crying, thinking that there's something really wrong and that I'm, like, going to jail. And I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, I go to Texas Tech. I showed them my school ID. And I was like, I just wasn't paying attention. That's just something that's really common at Texas Tech. I wasn't in any way doing anything wrong. And so it was really scary at the time. And they completely searched me and asked me a bunch of questions. And I think by the end, they knew that I meant no harm. That I was totally just not paying attention and doing something really innocent. And so they ended up letting me off with just a warning. But it was really scary, and so I just tweeted about it, thinking that I'd get, you know, like 10 likes on my tweet and that people would think it was kind of funny. And after I got off my plane, it had more than 5,000 likes, and it ended up going viral. And so that's what happened, and it was really crazy.
I'm sure you've gotten calls from media outlets across the world over this.
Oh, my goodness. It started with, like, a BuzzFeed article, and then it ended up being on Fox News and, like, the Daily Mail and local TV stations across the country. I have aunts in New York and New Jersey that have sent me pictures of me being on the news. And that's so weird to me.
I'm wondering if you can take yourself aside from your own personal involvement, looking at it objectively and understand that the TSA agents have a job to do. And anything at all that, smack. It's I guess it's like making a joke about robbing a bank when you're in the bank. You know, so you can kind of understand what's going on there.
I included in a bunch of my articles and even in interviews that I've done, I completely understand that the TSA has a job to do. And I understand that they were just doing their job and that first and foremost, their priority is protection of the airport and the people in it. And I understand that in Houston, you know, Texas Tech is nine hours away. And so when somebody throws up a gun signal, that's not really a common thing to happen. And that they completely did not understand my intentions at first. And so I understand that they had a job to do and they were just, you know, protecting the people in the airport and the airport itself. But it was one of those things where I didn't even think about the action before I did it. It was just an out of habit thing.
I bet you won't do it again. I'm curious, did you miss your flight or did you make your flight?
I made my flight. Thank goodness. I was so scared that I would end up missing my flight. But it was only like 15 minutes of just questioning me and looking through my stuff. But it definitely at the time seemed like hours.
Well, you certainly have a great story to tell. That's for sure.
And you tell it very well, too. It was great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day. Diana Durkin, a student at Texas Tech.